Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for May 11th to May 18th and beyond.
The full moon will be on Wednesday, May 14th at 29 degrees Libra. This marks the culmination of the energy of the lunar month Vaisakha, a month which is normally considered good for beginning new projects.
But the birth of the month was marred by a solar eclipse, which subtracts from its energy for delivering results. Also note that the full moon is conjunct retrograde Saturn, the planet of limitations, which further confirms that this month is indeed quite befrigged.
And therefore no surprise that such endeavors as, for instance, last month's Geneva conference on resolving the Ukraine crisis came to naught.
Or that the Nigerian government's efforts to catch the perpetrators of the mass kidnapping of schoolgirls by Boko Haram militants have come up empty-handed.
Okay, Venus will be exactly conjunct Uranus on Thursday, May 15th at 20 degrees Pisces, the planet of harmony and agreements, romance and relationships, value and finance, will be forced to combine with the planet of freedom and rebellion, sudden unexpected events, change and disruption.
And let's not forget, Mars is still sending its malefic aspect from its position on the other side of the zodiac, adding an element of confrontation and violence. Well, Ron, what are some of the ramifications of this combination?
Well, basically, Venus's significations have the potential for some real surprises this week. For instance, the planet of love, combining with the planet of sudden events, especially in a sentimental sign like Pisces, can bring sudden infatuation.
But with retrograde Mars adding pressure from the other side of the zodiac, there could be competition, jealousy, disapproval, or even outright combat.
And another manifestation for this energy would be a sudden breakthrough in peace negotiations in one of the many ongoing conflicts around the world. Venus, the planet of harmony and agreement, plus Uranus, the planet of the rebels.
But once again, the Mars retrograde opposition will queer the deal. Planet of conflict and anger, especially pressurized as it is now, won't allow Venus to realize its potential.
I suspect we will have plenty of examples to talk about in next week's show.
True that. One thing I have been noticing is the increasingly close aspect from Jupiter to retrograde Saturn, which will be exact at the end of the month. Jupiter is a natural benefic planet, so how might retrograde Saturn's significations benefit from this influence?
Well, Saturn is the planet of the established order, in other words, the powers that be, and when Saturn is retrograde, the establishment is even more entrenched and harder to change. Now, with Jupiter in this position, the energy of Saturn gets protection and an additional boost.
You mean that the established structure benefits, but what about all the Mars opposite rebellion energy we have been looking at? These two patterns seem contradictory.
Yeah, well, not really. They are coexisting. The violent, rebellious energy of Mars opposite Uranus is certainly playing itself out. But then you don't see the rebels being victorious anywhere, do you? That's because Saturn is retrograde and getting positive energy from Jupiter. The established order is strong and resilient.
Is that a stalemate, then?
Maybe in some ways, but otherwise the established order prevails. Here's an example. Just last Tuesday, there were primary elections in Republican districts in three states throughout the United States, and despite the many challenges from the Tea Party wingnuts, in other words, the rebels, the establishment Republicans across the board came out victorious.
Well, we'll keep track over the coming weeks and see how it goes for rebels versus the established order.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. And now on to segment 3 of this week's show.